in your Bibles, please, for the for our second reading, to the penultimate chapter in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 51. Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me a destroying wind, and will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth the archer, bend his bow. Against him that lifteth up himself in his brigandine, and spare ye not her young men. Destroy ye utterly all her host. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand, that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain. If so be, she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go, everyone, into his own country. For her judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Make bright arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his device is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord hath both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. The Lord of hosts hath sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power, he hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountains, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations. But thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. Set ye up a standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Call Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her, and cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion. And the land shall tremble in sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation, without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holds. Their might hath failed. They became as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are affrighted. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh shall be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause, and take vengeance for thee. And I will dry up her sea, and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, and an astonishment, and an hissing without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions. They shall yell as lions' whelps. In their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. How Shishak is taken, and how the praise of the whole earth is surprised. How has Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea is come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of man pass by. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. And lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come one year and after, and in another year shall come a rumor and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall all the slain of the earth, or the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord hath spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken, for the Lord God of recompenses shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. And this Seraiah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, when thou comest to Babylon and shalt see and shalt read all these words, then shalt thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. The chapter is very straightforward. It serves as what we might call a fitting first end, penultimate, to Jeremiah's prophecy. Remember that prophecies, while they reach other lands than Israel, that these prophecies were given for the Israelites. And so, this second to last chapter of Jeremiah speaks to us about what the Lord would have his people know concerning their captors, concerning Babylon, and what will happen, what will take place in Babylon. And the word is that Babylon will be utterly destroyed. I hope you heard that refrain over and over again there in the earlier part of the chapter. I will break in pieces over and again. And who is the breaker? Well, that would be the kingdom of the Medes and Persians. Now, it is important for us to understand a little bit of ancient Near Eastern history to understand what is being said here. So picture, if you can in your mind, if you studied the geography of the land of Palestine, and you have, you know, the Mediterranean Sea over here, and then you're moving eastward, right? And, of course, you come to Israel here, and then you have the River Jordan here. And then beyond the River Jordan, you have the Transjordanic tribes. And then beyond that, you have, in this kind of an angle, you have the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, right? And they run kind of this way down to the sea. And remember that the Tigris and Euphrates rivers had in them two great kingdoms of the ancient Near East. They had the kingdoms of Assyria and Babylon. But I want you to understand that while those were great kingdoms in their right, that they were localized kingdoms. There's not a lot of distance between the two rivers. There's not a lot of distance between Babylon and Nineveh. Those kingdoms were centered around those cities. But not so with the kingdoms of the Medes and the Persians. You hear an inkling of that, don't you, in this chapter where Jeremiah says, Ararat, Mene, Ashkenaz. Okay, so now get that picture back in your mind of that map. You have the two rivers coming down here. Okay, go farther east and to the north, up in the mountainous regions that are today eastern Turkey. Okay, Afghanistan, even all the way over into Pakistan. And now what you have, if you can think of it that way, think of it as all of those people sort of funneling down into the land of Babylon. Those three great kingdoms that are today, we consider them separate, but in those days they were the kingdoms of the Medes and the Persians. Those were the peoples that were so numerous not to be counted and way out to the east that they'd never come here. Oh, not so. The Lord will stir them up and they will come and they will be the hammer that crushes Babylon. And they will flow as Babylon did over the ancient Near East. But the difference here between Babylon and those kings of the Medes and the Persians is that Babylon sought to destroy the temple of God. But the kings of the Medes and the Persians will raise it up again. Now we understand, don't we, why Babylon is used so severely in the book of Revelation as that kingdom that tears down the true church and sets up something else in its place and flows over all the earth and causes all the earth to drink of the wine of her fornication. She is the false church state, just as Bel will be confounded. And Bel is the name of the petty god of the Babylonians. What is Shishak? Shishak is the palace. You remember when Nebuchadnezzar rose up and looked over Shishak, his palace? So the palace of Nebuchadnezzar is coming down. Bel is coming down. Babylon is coming down. And the Lord will stir up a race, a people, a huge army of kingdoms upon kingdoms to come down. And they will come like grasshoppers. They will come like the locust. They will come like the caterpillar. And they will come to destroy. And all this for the comfort and restoration of the people of God. And so what happens here in Jeremiah 51? The enemies of the people of God will come to nothing. They will be destroyed. Do not be afraid. Oh, those of you who were at one time told to go to Babylon and to pray for the peace of the city and to marry and to give in marriage and to buy and sell and to build houses, now you're told to come home. Come home, because the Lord has brought your enemy down. The sad part is that as we read on in the history of the Old Testament, we find that many of the Jews stayed in Babylon and they refused to come home. They had become all too comfortable in World City, in the measured metropolis. They had become all too comfortable away from Zion. So the counsel here from the prophet Jeremiah is, take a look at everything that God is doing to your enemies and don't be found there when God comes to destroy. Instead, it is time to come home. It is time to come home and to rebuild the temple and to worship God. And the great reason, the wonderful reason that you are to do that is found in the first portion of the chapter. Listen to what the prophet says. Verse 5. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Oh, beloved, hear the mercy of God. They had filled Jerusalem with violence and with idolatry. And so the Lord carried them away captive to Babylon. But the Lord said, just because I told you to go to Babylon doesn't mean I have forsaken my covenant promise. Or to put it in the language of Isaiah, I have not forgotten the land of Emmanuel. This is where God will be with you. This is where God will be with us. Even though you had filled that land with sin and violence, I will meet you again there. And so we note then, in the destruction of Babylon, the mercy and grace of God, though they had filled their homeland with violence, the Lord says, what? I will bring you again, and it is there that I will commune with you. Thus ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 51.